When we go out to eat, we never agree on where to go.
I want burgers!
Pizza!
Tacos it is.
The one thing we do agree on is we all want unlimited high-speed data. That's why we switched to MetroPCS.
Stop by MetroPCS with the whole family and get four lines with unlimited LTE data for just $100, period. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Requires new line. During congestion, the fraction of customers using more than 35 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video streams at up to 480p. No tethering. See store for details and terms and conditions.
We're now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network, a radio station focused on growing indomitable all-American 21st century liberty. This live episode of the Patriot Power Hour is brought to you by Ready-Made Resources. Plan, prepare, preserve with ReadyMadeResources.com. Now, let's welcome our hosts. Ben, the breaker of banksters, Cochran, and Future Dan, the editor-in-chief of the most original news radar on the planet, FutureDanger.com.
We're live. We are back. Your trustworthy source of, not necessarily news, but at least analysis and thoughts about what's going on. We don't subscribe to one news channel or even one spectrum of the left-right false paradigm. No, here at Patriot Power Hour, we do our absolute best to look into the real facts, ferret that out for our listeners, for ourselves, and let you make the decisions. That's what we do. June 14th, 2018. Thanks for joining us. My name, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters. Cochran, my co-host, Future Dan, you out there, sir?
Yes, I am. I'm mobile, and I'm ready to rock episode 26.
Absolutely. Episode 26. Seems not that long ago we started Patriot Power Hour here on Patriot Broadcasting Network. Last November, lots of things have happened. A lot has changed, but a lot have stayed the same. So it's a very interesting paradigm, but, I mean, you got to be absolutely asleep to not think that the current... The current part of human history is not interesting. Every single day is out of control. So I don't even know where to start. Future Dan, try to guide me. Try to lead me. There's so much to talk about. What's on your mind?
So if you had asked me during episode one, if the President of the United States and the leader of North Korea were going to have a sit-down summit within 6 months, I'd have been hard-pressed. Hard pressed to think I'd ever witness that. So we got the Trump Kim summit just pulled off. That's obviously a great big piece of news this week for everybody, and it kind of drives an indicator on Future Danger into the ice cold blue, which is the color we use for a safe and sound indicator. The Korean War restarting seems pretty distant this week. That's good. That's good news. Today, the Department of Justice Inspector General released his report on the FBI's behavior during the Clinton email investigation and the subsequent Trump-Russia investigation, and it does not shed good light on our federal police force known as the FBI. Another major piece of news. And then, of course, this week, the Federal Reserve raised the rates. The government raised a quarter of a percentage point, and on track to do it two more times right before the midterms. How's that going to play out? We're going to get into all that tonight, folks, on the Patriot Power Hour. Which one do you want to tee up first, Ben?
Oh, man. Well, we do have about 8 minutes until the break, and I know we're going to do the, as normal, the second session or second segment, Patriot Power Hour. We will be going through the news blitz of all different types of news on futuredanger.com. But I got to bring it up first. I know I'm biased. But this 0.25% interest rate hike, people, I want to bring it to you like this, okay? I had an epiphany recently. It had absolutely nothing to do with money, but it had absolutely everything to do with time. I realized that 2008 was not 10 years ago. 10 years ago was 2008, and that's about the time that Lehman Brothers failed. Bear Stearns failed more than 10 years ago. You go back, you look at that, and you realize since then we've added more than $10 trillion in national debt. $10 trillion added since then. We already had $10 trillion before then. But since then, 2008, $10 trillion. And guess what? Today, I guess it was yesterday, they raised interest rate 0.25%. That is very small. 1% is very small. 0.25%, that's like nothing. No one cares, right? That's like, who cares? That's $25 billion on just what's been added in the last 10 years. So just of what's been added the last 10 years of national U.S. debt, way more debt in the world's been added than that. Just $10 trillion since 2008 U.S. national debt, totally verified. Just multiply that times 0.25%. $25 billion in interest per year extra. So I personally think the game is on. The destruction from this interest rate hikes that they've been doing. Before that, it was easy. It was pretty easy to go. Now you're deep into it. Now they're really cutting away. That $25 billion is not going to go away easily. So that's my thought. I want you to respond, or what are your thoughts on, you know, I think it's war is on. This interest rate cut, it's here we go. Or increase, excuse me. It's on.
Right. Well, you know, if you go back to 2007 and 8 when the financial crisis hit, just to bring everybody back up to speed, what did they do? They cut the cost of money, the cost of borrowing money, the price of money, which is what interest rates are, down to zero, right? Did it ever hit zero, or was it always like at a quarter of a percent? I don't know, but effectively
exactly,
0%.
Exactly. Some nebulous zone between zero and 0.25. That's literally their policy. It was between zero and 0.25.
Not to be confused with what many other countries, Europe and Japan did, which was NIRP, N-I-R-P, negative interest rates.
True.
Which are bizarre because it means when you buy debt from someone, you pay to own it. We didn't get to that point, but we got pretty close. And it seems to a lot of people that it was this patch over. It's like you got a leak in your plumbing upstairs and your wall filled with water, and it's Bear Stearns as a plaster starting to rot and pop out and water seeping out. So instead of, like, letting the water just flush into your downstairs, it's a disaster, you know, just get it all out of the way and then correctly reconstruct your house. They patched and patched with interest rate tricks, right? Can it possibly be with an economy that seems to me to be growing better than it has in 10 years, there's reason to believe that we're probably running 3-4% GDP growth this quarter. I bet you
sure.
our numbers will be that. Being that we're, you know, the most powerful, largest economy in the history of the world, will that patch over job actually pan out? Or is, you know, are the chickens just out there waiting to come home to roost? I don't know. I know when it comes to government debt, and we've talked about federal default on this show many times, it's sort of bizarre to think about the United States not being able to pay its bills. But interest rate hikes do what you say, do that federal debt. That's one thing. But that rate hike also hits subprime auto loan.
Absolutely. Exactly what I was about to interject with. It's student loans that are variable, at least. Homes that are variable. Not all debt is variable, but yes, you're right. Absolutely. That's only a small part of what I was talking about.
So, you know, the linkage I see, in the long run, I don't know if they pulled off some Keynesian economic trick and patched over what should have been a major correction in our economy, and they and the Federal Reserve did it right for the incoming previous president. Seems a little suspect to me that worked out well for the previous administration. And now, with the economy seemingly growing, they're going to start jacking rates right up into the midterms. I don't know, but if one were a cynical observer of politics, they would also be able to look at that FBI right now and the text messages from not just run-of-the-mill agents, but senior leading agents that were investigating the Democrat nominee's private email server with classified information on it and whitewashing that whole affair. The text coming out today talking about how they will stop Trump from making it to the White House. Federal Reserve, Federal Bureau of Investigation. Seems to me that the deep state is alive, it's well, it's strong, it's dangerous, and it exists in law enforcement, it exists in banking, it exists in the State Department, it exists in the intelligence community, and it, I would propose, is one of the most dangerous things in front of us right now.
The way I look at it, I'm not going to try and say that I'm some wise type of person, but when I first learned about the deep state or the New World Order or the banksters or the Bilderbergers or all the different permutations, some true, some fantasy, most in between, I kind of freaked out. I was like, I can't believe it is this powerful. But on the flip side, they are only controlling the animals. And I hate to say it, 99.99% of us are the animals. We can certainly stand up to them and change their orders. But on the flip side, if we just go along, get along with what they got to say, that's when we're in real trouble. And unfortunately, humans are very good at adapting and going along to get along to survive. And the banksters, the New World Order, whoever you want to call it, they know that. They take it to heart. They use it in their strategic advantage. But I still think we're starting to get over on them a little bit. So, you know, Future Dan, I think we did have some good thoughts. I do want to give out the phone number real quick. And by the way, we do have a couple people on the line in queue. So if you are listening to this and you're in queue, ready to get on the phone, stay tuned. We do have to go to commercial in a second. We will be getting into the news blitz, but we got a couple callers. But anyone else wants to call in live, 619-789-6804. One more time. 619-789-6804. Call in. Look forward to talking to those that are already in line. It's going to be a fun night. Otherwise, check out some of our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Patriot Power Hour.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
The first rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. The second rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of Fight Club, someone yells stop, goes limp, taps out, the fight is over. Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule, one fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes. Seventh rule, fights will go on as long as they have to. And the eighth and final rule, if this is your first night at Fight Club, you have to fight.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
Welcome back to episode 26 of the Patriot Power Hour. This is your Future Danger heat map situational report for June 14th, 2018. Call 1, Liberty Indicator. We've got Amendment 5 hit. We've got life, liberty, and property deprived without due process. Special counsel of the Russiagate, Robert Mueller, is fear-mongering about quote-unquote election interference, trying to hide evidence from defendant in a Russian troll case. He goes to the judge and tells the judge that he can't give up the evidence that he's going to bring against the Russians because the Russians are being used or participating in their government's intel op. It's not exactly how the Fifth Amendment due process is supposed to operate in our courts, but it's par for the course today in D.C. Also, we got his boss, the rogue deputy attorney general, Rosenstein. Report came out this week that he threatened to subpoena congressional committee staffers in quote-unquote a chilling clash over records and emails. All right? You got an AG when under oversight by the appropriate arms of the House of Representatives, asking for information concerning this whole entire affair, coming back and threatening to subpoena their record. This guy's out of control.
That's so shady. If I did that in my personal career, I'd be absolutely axed. Sorry to interject, but that's just ridiculous. Continue, please.
Yeah. It's your favorite drama. It's your favorite drama, Ben. It's our judicial system. It's going to be trusted. Probably not. Not federal level. Also in column one, we got Facebook, Amazon, Google, and Twitter partnering with the Southern Poverty Law Center to define what a hate group is. Sort of not good. Connecticut town bans for sale signs on homes. That's really not free speech. You ought to be able to put a sign for sale in your home. But the left has defined commercial speech as other than speech for decades. You get what you expect. All right. And in the security column, we got all kinds of things going on that raise an eyebrow. One interesting thing, Ben, a particular fellow went ahead and went through hundreds of 9/11 phone calls from the night of the Vegas massacre and picked up on 30 of them. 30 phone calls, Mr. Cochran, that seemed to defy the official accounts, talking about helicopters, talking about multiple shooters. Something went down in Vegas, and it wasn't what we're being told. That's what we can leave it at that. In D.C., threats against Congress members are skyrocketing. Many, many congressional members are fearful for their lives. Elected leader being assassinated could pick off all kinds of bad things. We got news, just minor level news, with, you know, confronting Russia. Treasury hits them with more sanctions for doing underwater reconnaissance of our internet cables. That was a story in 2016 that the Russians were taking stubs and going and hacking into undersea internet cables. Well, U.S. Treasury just hit them with sanctions for that. Norway has asked for additional U.S. Marine Corps presence near the Russian border. Minor level stuff, but the antagonism we have with that country goes on and on. In Taiwan, conducting war games, simulating Chinese invasion. We've seen that for a while. They always pull off those exercises. The trouble is China's doing things like flying their air force all the way around the island at times, sailing major fleets up and through the, you know, right around that island. It's always a situation we watch for where, you know, it takes one spark to launch a wider Asia-Pacific war. Be careful of that. And in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia and Yemen, there are major warfare going in Yemen. And what we got there, folks, is the Saudis leading an Sunni-Arab coalition against rebels in Yemen that are backed by Iran. It's really a proxy war like Syria has been for a major Sunni-Shia conflict. A lot of Americans look at that and be like, yeah, let them all go at each other. Let them kill each other. Let God sort it out. Well, the trouble of that point of view is the United States inevitably will be drawn in, probably on the Saudi side, a despicable regime in its own right. It's something we probably can't afford, and we don't want to see U.S. troops there. Again, sticking up for the Saudis. In economic news, we got a cryptocurrency piece of news. Ben loves his cryptos, big Bitcoin fan, and we've talked about crypto a lot on this show. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission has demanded data from cryptocurrency exchanges. Obviously, crypto has its own problems with hacks and manipulations. Well, federal agencies are right around the perimeter trying to probe and get their nose under the fence, try to get, you know, start to regulate it, get the banksters into it, Ben. Other economic news, the International Monetary Fund boss, one of the queen banksters on our planet, these dark clouds over the world economy. And we're watching inflation in the United States rise, consumer prices surge at the fastest pace since 2011. In the natural column, much of the major volcano action that we saw, the deaths in Guatemala, the Hawaiian volcano destroying homes, haven't seen a lot of new terrible news in that regard. But watch out for Yellowstone. We got the steamboat geyser going off again, ninth time this year. Something's underneath the west of the United States, and it's not normal. Ring of fire, keep an eye on it. Other news, we got the Gulf of Mexico has not a highly reported piece of news, but we thought it interesting. Gulf of Mexico has this hypoxic dead zone coming out of Louisiana, out of the Mississippi Basin. There's a map on Future Danger right now. It shows 6,600 square miles of sea that basically doesn't have enough oxygen to support aquatic life. Can't be good. Don't like to see that happening. And in the pestilence column, always keeping an eye on the third horseman of the apocalypse, plague and disease. Polio making a comeback in the socialist state of Venezuela. You can draw your own conclusions on how that's happening, but no one likes to see polio come back in a in a modern world, and it's plaguing that country. And with that, Ben, we have covered major headlines on the Future Danger heat map. What jumps out at you?
Absolutely great job reviewing the news of the day. I got just so many things to talk about, and we only got like 2 minutes left till the next segment. But I do have to say, we do have a caller on the other line. We'll be getting to that. Most important to me, again, I'm biased with the finance and economics, but I will certainly say that, as always, this might be every single episode, even though we kind of put our hat on updating folks on crypto, even though, as you said, I'm a fan of crypto, but I did call a bear market, and man, is that a bear market out there these days, folks. But getting back on topic, judicial system direly distrust. It seems like every single episode we've done, 26 episodes now, I don't think there's one where we didn't have at least one red level article. Most of the time we had multiple reds and a couple black level SHTF for judicial system direly distrust or privacy breached, et cetera, or privacy annihilated. I see it right now. It's an orange alert. That's probably the lowest it's been. So it's like a slow burn, but it's actually getting hotter and hotter. But it's like the boiled frog analogy. Like, I'm not super impressed. It's not very sexy to talk about, but that's probably the worst thing or most important thing going on right now.
Yeah, you know, you got to call them like you see them, and some of these, not all the indicators behave the same way. Some of them, if they go off, I mean, it would put fear into the hearts of everyone, right? Others, yeah, they're a slow burn, but you can't ignore them. This is the Patriot Power Hour. We care about our country, care
right.
about it standing in the world. We care about our republic and everything for which it stands, and these things matter when, you know, corporations are just crushing privacy, conditioning the people to accept more and more intrusion. You know, when corporations do it, they're just the leading edge of government doing it. And eventually, you know, those things don't turn out well for countries.
You know, one thing I think people have backwards nowadays, maybe it was different back in the day, but it's always been kind of a spectrum. People worry about government being too big and government taking over. Well, you got to remember, in most regards these days, it's private industry, mega corporations that are taking over the government. So the government is a tool. Most people are like anti-government, but the government is just the tool. They're not really the ones in control. I don't know if they ever were, but they certainly aren't these days. What do you think about that?
Yeah, this is concept of regulatory capture, right? Where powerful enough corporations, once markets consolidate down to an oligopoly, just a handful of powerful firms, and they accumulate the economic power to lobby back to the federal government and at the state level, you get regulatory capture where they essentially control and write the regulations that govern them. And if, as anybody can see, telecommunications industry would be a great example. Once it's in place, it's really hard to break up. Our country had to do it 110 years ago with the big trust. We're looking at an age where it may be time to do that again.
What about something we probably won't even talk about, but let's throw it out there. Probably one of the biggest transactions ever. AT&T, Time Warner, together forever. All right, folks, we'll be back. Patriot Power Hour, stick with us. We got a caller on the other end and lots of news to talk about as well.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners, disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run ready-made resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
It's over, Johnny. It's over!
Nothing is over! Nothing! You just don't turn it off! It wasn't my war! You asked me, I didn't ask you! And I did what I had to do to win, but somebody wouldn't let us win! And I come back to the world, and I see all those maggots at the airport, protesting me, spitting, calling me baby killer and all kinds of vile crap! Who are they to protest me, huh? Who are they?
And Dad, no one wants to hear your stupid Vietnam story!
Are you tired of Mom?
Hi, Angel. Do you want to read a book or go outside?
No!
In a time.
The arcade comes to your living room, only without the creepy guys offering to show you puppies.
Awesome!
City Genitron, you can play video games just like you were in the arcade.
Excellent!
The Genitron gaming system plays three exciting games, including Defender of the Faith, where you save the green dots with your fantastic flying red square.
Cool!
Monkey's Paradise, where you swing from green dot to green dot with your red square monkey.
That's red!
And Penetrator, where you smash the green dots deep inside the mysterious red square.
Wow!
The Degenitron brings arcade realism to your living room. It can even take quarters, and a strange, sweaty man comes by to empty the machine on Fridays.
Degenitron!
Fighting the evil of boredom.
I'll never go to school again! Degenitron!
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. There are literally millions of news apps available. But you may have noticed, the mainstream media conceals the truth. They focus you on some things to distract you from others. For the first time in 5 minutes or less, you can keep track of the day's most serious news in a single view. Download the Future Danger app. It's a free, fast, and focused news app available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Try the Future Danger app from FutureDanger.com today.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Back, folks. Thanks for sticking with us. Patriot Power Hour. You can find us in lots of different ways. We're probably the most convenient or at least all-encompassing way. blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. I know it's a mouthful, but it's not tricky. So again, blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. You can find all of our archives and all of our future shows. Pretty easy. And within those shows, you can find how to reach out to us on Twitter, Facebook, etc. We got, like I said, we got so many ways to reach out to us, but Future Dan, it's almost like there's too many ways. So I think we should just try to focus on a couple and it will sprout from there.
Future Danger 6 on Twitter and Gab. It's the easy way to reach me, and we are posting all the time right there.
There you go. Actually, the easiest way is futuredanger.com. Not only do we review the news every week here on Patriot Power Hour, reviewing the news blitz on futuredanger.com, but it also has our contact info. And last week, we were lucky enough to get a voicemail from a listener and get a question. So that's also available on futuredanger.com as well as our archive. So disregard what I said, futuredanger.com, the best way to reach out to us. So Future Dan, guess what? It's one of the best times of being a talk radio host. We got a guest. Are you ready for this?
We're ready.
Okay. 559 area code. You have dialed in. You've been waiting patiently for 34 minutes. Unbelievable. We have several people that called in. Most people just sit back, relax, listen. But you've been on the line and you hit one on your dial pad, meaning you want to talk. So 559 area code. You're going to be on air right now. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Ben. How are you doing? Just sitting bull.
Sitting bull, my absolute good buddy of mine. I can't believe I put you on hold for this long. I'm very sorry.
Well, that's okay. I'm flexible like that.
My old listeners from Breaking the Banksters and old shows, certainly know Sitting Bull. I've had him on as a guest, had him on some roundtables, and have definitely advertised a few of his other shows and endeavors. And he's probably one of the biggest patriots I know in every sense of the word. So I'm really honored that you called in.
Well, I appreciate all that nice stuff you said. You know, with this story we got today of the quarter point rise in the interest rate, you know, when the interest rate's 5%, quarter point, well, you know, that's a 5% increase in it. But when you raise it a quarter point, when it's a quarter point, you're doubling the interest rate. And I think it's going to have more effect on the economy than people might realize right about now. We're not used to getting hit by these rises in interest rates here lately. So I think that's a good point to make.
No, that's absolutely perfect. And like you said, listen, folks, the long-term interest rate is 5%, at least at the Fed. It's been at 0% for a decade. They just barely increased it, but still, when you're at a low number to start with and you barely increase it, it's essentially doubling it. And that's what you're getting at. And doubling that burden upon the average person, especially those that are vulnerable, that's going to make a big difference.
Well, you know, it's interesting that your accumulated debt figure goes back 10 years, because that's kind of a significant time. We had a lot of problems, including the interest rate thing, really, you know, it started getting lower and lower and lower and lower about that time. And we had something happen in that time frame, you know, in 2008, right in that general area.
Oh, yeah.
And that was too big to fail.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was that kind of ticked me off, you know. I mean, if they were too big to fail, how come they failed, you know?
Absolutely. And trust me, there's a reason I put this 10 years on this. I didn't just come up with it just for the heck of it, because absolutely, like you said, we're coming up on the 10-year anniversary of Lehman Brothers and TARP and all those bailouts. And let me bring in my co-host, Future Dan, because I know he's chomping on the bit. I'd like to introduce you to, this is Michael, this is Future Dan. Guys, I know you're on the same page. I want you guys to talk about this.
I've checked out your side a lot, Dan.
Yeah, yes, I appreciate that. It's great that you called in. We were really looking forward to hearing your opinion on one thing. Let me ask you a question, Sitting Bull. What do you think about the timing of the Federal Reserve this summer going into the midterm, with raising it yesterday quarter point and then promising two more increases before the midterm? Do you read anything into that?
Yeah, I think they might be trying to maybe cool Trump off. And, you know, after this big summit that he had in North Korea, and looks like we don't have any real trouble on that horizon, at least right now, at least not immediate trouble. He's probably looking pretty unbeatable in the election coming up, you know?
Sure.
So So I think maybe we're seeing some. You know, even his own party didn't exactly bend over backwards to help him get in. He got in mainly off of Hillary's fumbles and stuff, you know. Not that he didn't do a pretty good job at you know, at playing the crowd and all. He did do a good job at it. I'd sure rather have him up there than Hillary. But that's not to say he'd be my favorite person to have up there. You know, yeah, he's doing some things that are good. Other things, well, you know, you could question it, especially some of the people he put into key positions. But,
sure.
You know,
yeah, definitely.
Oh, I
he fired half of them. Ironically, he fired half of them.
Right.
I don't know if he replaced them with anyone better, but he fired half of them at least. Maybe he's waking up. I don't know. That's a big job to take on, I suppose.
Sure, it is. It is. And you know, especially considering you might think it might not make it as big of a job, but I think it does. You know, considering that he's really not who we think the president is anyhow. You know, what he's able to do, his hands are somewhat tied, you know, in what he's able to do. He has people he answers to. The president's not the biggest guy on the totem pole. He's just the one that they show us as the biggest guy.
Sure, definitely.
So, you know, a lot of things that are just totally out of his control. But, you know, going back again to the 2008 and what happened there with the too big to fail, and I'm going somewhere with this. Before that, we had that easy, remember the easy mortgage rates? That, you know, you could get those mortgages so easy that people had never
Absolutely.
Could afford a house before they could get one and all of
yep.
that stuff, you know, all of
Wire
that. Loan. And then they all of a sudden they stumble and fall and end up having to be bailed out. And sent ripples through the economy. Then all these interest rates start going up, and the people who couldn't get loans for mortgages before, you know, they all of a sudden they had these mortgages, and they started to price them out of the market with the interest rate hikes. And so these guys start losing their houses. So, you know, that bank failing thing and too big to fail and whatnot, right on the heels of the mortgage problem. That was a real wham to the economy that I think we're still feeling. It started a pretty big round of people becoming homeless because, when they were foreclosing left and right on people, that put a lot of people spilling out into the streets. There was just nothing, you know, nowhere else for them to go.
Right, right. That's a trickle-down effect for you right there. If your landlord loses
yeah.
their job or house, then you're losing the one you had a good deal on. All of a sudden they want to live there.
Yeah. And you know, the trickle down, I'm glad you mentioned that and brought that up. That's one of my favorite things to get on to is this trickle down. You know, I'm old enough to remember the trickle down economics of Reagan and you know how that was supposed to bring prosperity eventually trickling down to all of us. And you know, I don't know what they're talking about trickling down. It's not money. I think they're peeing on us is what it is. But, they're never going to do something that's just in the best interest of the people of the United States. They really don't care about us. And we've got this homeless problem right now. And it's literally spiraling out of control. It's becoming epidemic in some of our cities. LA for one is so crowded there, and I guess they just had a health emergency due to hepatitis.
Hepatitis outbreak.
And you know that, you know, maybe it is a hepatitis outbreak. Maybe it's sort of what we would think of as a false flag to be able to do something they wouldn't otherwise be able to do, such as round them up. You know.
Sure.
Get them off the street because they got justification. You know, they don't want everybody to get hepatitis, so they have to act in the interest of.
That's where they start.
Public.
Exactly. That's where they got to start. They got a good excuse. They can do it, but you know it's not like the people on the street are necessarily even aware, but they're kind of practicing it for the future, perhaps.
Right. Right, and you know, I mean, it's getting tough out there for them, and the cities are starting to really crack down on them. I mean, these people get it from all sides, and they just keep getting hammered. Now they're not allowed to have a blanket, or they get a ticket for it. They have to pay a fine, like homeless people can afford to pay a fine. And they can't sleep outside.
So, yeah, that's such insult to injury. It's ridiculous. They're already freaking as low as it gets. You're not even going to let them have a blanket. I don't know. Maybe that works in L.A. All right, we're going to commercial. We'll be back. We'll be back with the
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Do you want to know what it is? The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room.
You can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth. Nothing more.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
And we are back. Episode 26 of the Patriot Power Hour with my co-host, the breaker of banksters, Ben Cochran, and our guest, Sitting Paul, calling in from Fresno, California. Welcome back, guys. I just wanted to jump on my soapbox and weigh in on a few pieces of the conversation in the previous segment. And I'll tell you this. This is my paleo-conservative roots coming out. I was a kid when Reagan was president, and I remember when they started calling his policies Reaganomics, right? That was an epithet at the beginning until the economy boomed. Then Reaganomics was considered, not a word you'd use to describe as a bad thing, but they also started to call it trickle down, right? And it's been misunderstood, I think. That was always a Democrat complaint, a label that they placed on what I always viewed as, the federal government taking the boot off of the neck of the American people and letting the economy flow, right? Yeah, the rich get richer, but it's really good when the economy's growing and everybody's doing better. And I think the current president, at least, is taking a page out of that playbook. As we've discussed many times, the economy does seem to be growing, but that debt, Ben, that debt, it's so big. And who got us that debt, right? It's our favorite target, the banksters. So what I wanted to turn the conversation to is, who are they? Who are we talking about, right? And instead of like labeling Bilderbergers and Soros and going back in time to Jekyll Island and talking about the billionaire families that helped found the original Federal Reserve, I think I'd rather look at it in terms of basic human capabilities, right? So people could be good at different things. You could be a superior athlete. You could be a superior culturally when it comes to the arts, right? Music, writing, poetry, literature, right? You could be a culturally gifted. You could be athletically gifted. You could be scientifically gifted. You could be Einstein. You could be militarily gifted. You could be a general, like we've had several in our country's history. MacArthur, Eisenhower, Grant, going back to Washington, right? Sherman. These guys knew how to fight wars. They were gifted, and they won them for us, right? Military, science, all these fields have their greats. Then there's economics. The economic field has its greats. If you are a bankster, you are, by definition, very successful in that realm, right? The way I see it is when you get extremely gifted in those other areas, you tend to just be a great in the area that you're great in. You don't hear about great, examples of great generals who were trying to become something else later in life. You don't hear about great scientists who, tried to write a novel. But if you're Bezos or Gates or Soros, for some reason, if you are economically gifted, you tend to want to get into politics. You tend to want to get into control of your fellow human beings. It's something about that vein of greatness in human endeavors where certain types of people rise to the top and they're not content there. And that's where I think we get the banksters. That's my framework on who the banksters are, and for some reason I can't explain why they want to control outside of their sphere of greatness. What do you say?
Go for it, Sitting Bull. I want to hear your thoughts on this. In my opinion, just to be brief, I think it's just they didn't get to their prominence through their own hard work and ingenuity. A lot of those banksters, as we say, were grandfathered in, literally, or are just a front for some sort of government clandestine program. But sorry, Sitting Bull, I want to hear what you have to say.
Well, I want to keep this as clean as I can. So, you talk about them rising to the top. Let's just say I would rather say floating to the top. And we'll leave it at that. We won't say what it is floating. But, Ben's right. These guys are plugged in there. They're groomed for that spot. Many times they're a son or nephew or whatever with just a different name, changed name. These guys, they know what they're doing, and they know how to, kind of cover up what they're doing, and at least until it's too late. They don't care.
It's not like
that.
They're stupid. They're smart. It's not like they're just gifted and they're totally dumb. Yeah. But they're smart, but they're definitely given a leg up, if you know what I mean. A wink, wink.
Yeah, they're very, very smart. I'll give them credit there. Luciferian evil people, too. But, so smart doesn't really carry that much, in my opinion. They're extremely smart. I mean, how else do you start off with just a gold watch shop and end up with $500 trillion in controlling the world,
True.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, the saying money's the root of all evil, it's something about the economic sphere. Even when some of these guys are self-made, right? I don't think Bill Gates started off with a trust fund of his own. He was in the right place at the right time. Steve Jobs was too. I believe looking at the biography of Bezos, one of the richest guys, owner of Amazon, they weren't necessarily, the heirs to massive robber baron fortunes. But once you accumulate that wealth, it seems like their insatiable desire to whatever made them able to do that in their economic sphere, they never stay content. Unlike other forms of greatness, And, you know, even our current president, right? He was a real estate mogul, but he wanted to do politics. They want to get into controlling politically, because once they've gained that wealth, it just isn't enough. And if you look at human talents,
right,
the second generation, the third generation, the fourth generation of these families, it tends to be that none of the, you know, rarely are any of the children and grandchildren as talented as the original guy or gal, maybe in 21st century, who got that family that wealth. And what do they do with the wealth? They don't branch out and create new, greater industries for humankind necessarily. They just tend to converge in the political sphere. And I can't explain this behavior, but I think that explains who they are. They can't get enough. Once they've gotten everything they get economically, they can't get enough outside.
I think it's part both. I think part of it is that they are handed things. I don't think Bezos or Bill Gates invented what they're credited for by themselves. Let's just say that there's some clandestine things at the least. On the other hand, they did, you know, bust their butt, and a lot of them did have talent and intelligence. But let me stop stealing the thunder. Let me get back to our caller. Sitting Bold, what do you think about what was just said? I know you kind of are in the gray zone, but I want to hear what you have to say.
Let me first say I'm not correcting Dan, because I can tell he knows what I'm talking about by what he said, but it's the love of money that's the root of all evil. Money's amoral, and that's an important, you know, that's one of those situations where one word can make a lot of difference. It's the love of money. You're absolutely right. Then you went on to describe just that, and these guys, they get up there and they want, they've got more money than they could ever spend, and they keep wanting more money. And why is that? And I think the answer to that question is it's not the money they want at all. It's the power.
Power.
And they can't get enough of it. And they can't get enough of that. And that's what it's all about. So they're willing to have millions of people in some of these, like, African countries and such as that, starving to death because they've hoarded up all this money. I don't have a problem. You know, I'm not a socialist or anything, communist, nothing like that. I don't have a problem with capitalism. The problem's greed, not any particular system. A problem could crop up in any system that exists. Greed is part of the human condition. So, but that's what the problem is. It's the greed. And, you know, the money itself, we can take money. We go out and win the lottery. We can go out and spend it on hookers and going on the dark web and buying hand grenades and all kinds, you know, and be evil with it. Or we can take it out and we can go do good and we can help this person, that person. You know, it's a good thing that it gives you security, such as that. So money is amoral, and it's important to point that out because it's one of our tools for fighting it. You know, the only real vote we have is our wallets.
Yes, so absolutely. I love that. Exactly. The only vote we have is with our wallets. So money I like that. That's probably one of the biggest tools we have, like you said.
I can give you a perfect example of how powerful our wallets are. The organic food. You got GMOs, you got organic.
Yes.
You know, even the stuff that's not GMO, it really is not what you want to be putting in you. It's got so much crap in it. Organic, but it's high. Well, if you notice, the price has come down a little bit, and that's because there's a lot more demand for it. And
sure,
if we keep paying those prices like they are and keep the demand up, what's going to happen is these big corporate farms, because that's who owns the farms now, they're going to have to quit growing the GMO stuff because nobody's going to buy it. And that's an example where that's a big change. We can get rid of GMOs. We have the power to do that. But we have
absolutely
to use that power.
And I was talking about the 10 years of debt, but I swear in the last 10 years, the organic revolution has been way bigger of a deal, or at least more bigger magnitude in just the last 10 years. You should never be able to find that stuff. Now, like, you go to Costco or even most supermarkets, it's like half or more of the things are organic now. Can we trust them all? I'm not sure, but that's great to see. Like you said, vote with your Federal Reserve note. All right, we're about ready to get out of here, folks. Great episode, Sitting Bull. Thanks a ton for calling in. Really appreciate it, sir.
I love to come on your show.
Definitely, we'll have you on again, future Dan. Bring us out. Finish the night.
This concludes Episode 26 of the Patriot Power on June 14, 2008. Contact Ben and I on And we will catch you next week for episode 27. Be there, 9 p.m. Thursday night. Thank you, folks.
Listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Mark, hey.
It's a bloodbath up here. Morgan's stock has lost half its value. It's down to 2310. It's in a free fall. Clients wanted to talk to you about pulling their money. I mean, it's now or never, Mark. We gotta sell. Mark. Mark, can you hear me?
Mark, you there?
Also, Bernanke just left the White House. There's going to be a bailout.
Well, they had to. Like, I mean, paper markets would have
collapsed.
They knew. Cash would have stopped coming out of ATMs. They had to backstop this.
They knew the taxpayers would bail them out. They weren't being stupid. They just didn't care.
Yeah, because they're fucking crooks. But
at least we're going to see some of them go to jail. Right? I mean, they're going to have to break up the banks.
I mean, the party's over.
I don't know.
You are listening live to the Patriot Power Hour, furnished by ReadyMade Resources and fueled by FutureDanger.com.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at ReadyMadeResources.com.
When we go out to eat, we never agree on where to go.
I want burgers!
Pizza!
Tacos it is.
The one thing we do agree on is we all want unlimited high-speed data. That's why we switched to MetroPCS.
Stop by MetroPCS with the whole family and get four lines with unlimited LTE data for just $100, period. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Requires new line. During congestion, the fraction of customers using more than 35 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video streams at up to 480p. No tethering. See store for details and terms and conditions.
When we go out to eat, we never agree on where to go.
I want burgers!
Pizza!
Tacos it is.
The one thing we do agree on is we all want unlimited high-speed data. That's why we switched to MetroPCS.
Stop by MetroPCS with the whole family and get four lines with unlimited LTE data for just $100, period. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Requires new line. During congestion, the fraction of customers using more than 35 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video streams at up to 480p. No tethering. See store for details and terms and conditions.